Turkey and the United States are set for a major confrontation this week over the Turkish government's decision to buy a Russian missile system. The US has threatened to block the delivery of the new F-35 fighter jet if Turkey doesn't pull out of the deal to buy Russia's surface-to-air missiles. The dispute is also threatening Turkey's role in NATO. Middle East correspondent Eric Torcek reports.
Turkey has been the eastern flank of Europe's defence alliance for almost 70 years, but its decision to buy a Russian air defence system, the S-400, has put it at odds with its allies, especially the United States. Hudson Institute fellow Blaise Mishtal says the decision is the biggest indication yet that Turkey no longer wants to be politically aligned with the West.
It's really not about the S-400 being a better choice for Turkey. It's about really the S-400 being part of a strategic turn, I think, towards Russia, or at least a statement of distrust that Turkey has towards the United States and the West.
Turkey's NATO allies say the Russian system won't work with the military hardware used across Europe, and the United States is threatening to end Turkey's participation in the new F-35 fighter program. If Turkey deploys the Russian system, the US won't even fly the F-35s in Turkish airspace, for fear the Russians will gain sensitive information about the stealth fighters through the Russian hardware. The US has given Turkey until this week to withdraw from the purchase before it pulls it from the F-35 program and implements punitive sanctions. Blaise Mishtal says the confrontation threatens NATO's entire strategy in the region.
I think it's a game changer for the United States and for other NATO allies to now think that they have a treaty partner who sees its interests somewhere other than with the alliance while remaining part of the alliance.
Turkey says it's buying the Russian system because it can't afford US-made Patriot missiles. Even if Turkey installs the Russian system, most analysts don't expect it to be kicked out of NATO because Turkey sits on strategic borders with Iran, Iraq and Syria.
If NATO will be expelling Turkey, Turkey will find itself more in the Russian-Iranian camp.
Alon Liel is a former Israeli ambassador to Turkey. He says Turkey will also find it difficult to untangle its military and industrial connections to the West.
It's very difficult for a country like Turkey that was associated with the West for over 70 years to divorce, and maybe even impossible to divorce.
But that means continuing an increasingly strained relationship. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torcek reporting for AM.